every year. I get reminders in the mail and even on my phone that it's time to get my eyes checked and possibly order new contacts. I rarely go when those reminders come because I think, well, my vision is fine and I don't really want to pay the money. And then I finally do go and I find out my vision is worse. It needs more correction than I had imagined. But it's hard for me to notice it because it's been a slow fade. I should just probably go get my eyes checked when I get those notices. But how much more important your spiritual vision? In Judges chapter 13, the people had grown so calloused, so far from God, that they no longer realized that what they were doing was evil. They thought it was fine, okay. They were justified in their minds. And wasn't this the promise of the serpent to Eve? For God knows that when you eat of the fruit, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing right from wrong. It's true. Their eyes were opened and they started making judgments about what was right and wrong in their own eyes. The problem was that they were doing according to their own personal set of standards, which were self-centered. They were not righteous enough to hold the scales of right and wrong in their hands. And here in Judges 13, the people think that they have wrestled the scales out of God's hand, and now they are doing what is right in their own eyes, even though it's evil in God's eyes. So never be fooled by the enemy. God tells Adam and Eve that if they eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they will die. But the serpent came along and said, "You won't surely die." What God calls death, Satan calls life. What you think is right in your own eyes could very well be evil in God's sight. So adjust your vision, take hold of the corrective lens of God's Spirit and God's Word, and walk with Jesus day by day. Today, please pray for Stan and Donna Scroggins, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also, remember the Farsi LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Afghanistan, Armenia, Iran, Turkey, and Turkmenistan.